That's good news. Have you received him today?
You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Sounds. We are elated that you have chosen this broadcast on this evening, and we look forward to God blessing you. Stay tuned.
Well, praise the Lord, men, women, mighty men of valor. Awesome, wonderful people of God. We thank God for you. Oh, glory to God. We have a special guest in the house this Tuesday, Bishop Daniels. And Bishop Daniels has a marriage conference coming up. It's not just a normal marriage conference. It's a conference dealing with leaders in the church and how, you know, their marriages are effective and how that you can, you know, walk in the spirit of excellence and integrity in your marriage and fulfill your purpose. Oh, glory to God. And it is great. He's been sharing some of this stuff here with me for Monday, and we're right back again today. Praise the Lord. I want to make a few announcements. Justin from Tinted Up Windows, Tinted Up. Amen. Awesome man of God, saved, loved the Lord, has a powerful testimony. Glory to God. And I want you to support his business. Tint is called Tint It Up. You need your windows tinted. You need your car. What do you call it? Where they put the stuff all over your car, whatever. He's the man to talk to. His telephone number is 321-205-5495. And also, Butterfield Tree Cutting Service, Lawn Service. Oh, praise the Lord. Awesome man of God. Love the Lord. He's a deacon in the church. Faithful. Deacon in the church, been serving the Lord a very long time, and his telephone number is 321-266-9507. If you need those trees cut, oh, glory to God. If you need your yard looking good, he is the man of God to call. Oh, glory to God. Well, praise God. You know, we're talking about marriage. I'm going to go ahead and throw my little one-minute version in there, you know, praise God. But I did start off the last broadcast talking about when Mary was found, she was found with the word in her. She was found with Christ Jesus in her. And when you go to find someone or you are found, glory to God, the person that finds you, hallelujah, needs to have Christ Jesus formed in them. Oh, glory to God. And you need to have Jesus formed in you. I'm talking to both male and female. Stop picking people, oh, glory to God, that don't have Christ Jesus formed in them. Amen. I'm just throwing this out there for those that are looking to get married. Women, you get to make the final choice. Don't make anybody your head. Come on. Make sure that that person has Jesus Christ formed on the inside of them. Make sure he has a job. When Adam had a job, come on. Adam had a job. He had something to do. Oh, glory to God. Make sure that they have a place to stay. Make sure that they got their act together. Don't make anybody your head. Oh, glory to God. Anybody your head, make sure that they got their act together. All right, praise the Lord. I'm not saying that they can't be your spouse, you know, glory to God. But make sure before you make that final decision, oh, glory to God, that they have their act together. Amen. All right, Bishop, go ahead. It's in your hand. This is some good stuff. I've been enjoying it. Go ahead, man of God.
Amen. We thank God for being here again with Apostle Thomas, and I tell you, we've been having a ball. Yesterday, it was crazy in here, and today I'm going to go back to my foundational scripture. Amen. In Genesis chapter 2 and verse 18, and the Lord God said, "It is not good that a man should be alone. I will make him a helpmeet, or make him an helpmeet for him. And understanding that and knowing that when you're helpmeet, and we were sharing on yesterday how sometimes that we can be out of place in God. And when we're out of place in God, we're in step with Satan. Because what happens is that those atmospheres are created, and now you're in the people business trying to do ministry.
That's good.
And everyone is seeing what's before them.
That's good.
Because we cannot create atmosphere and people do not see it. You can't unsee
what you see.
What you've already seen. you can't unsee when the husband and the wives are angry at each other on a Sunday morning or on a Zoom meeting, or one get pushed out of the camera on the Zoom meeting. You know, you cannot unsee that.
Right.
Because you already know that there is a spirit working. What happens is that when you realize that God has sent me this person to be a helpmeet to me, many times as men, we think, especially when God has called them to, now I got to be in competition with my spouse. You really don't have to in competition when you learn to work together. I've seen situations. I've been in ministry close over 40 years. So I've seen a thing or two, like that farmer's commercial. I've seen some things. And I've been in positions to see something. And what happens is, when you get the competition going on in the church, it spills over in the home.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, you run the church, and I'm going to run the home.
I'm glad you're bringing that up, because I see so much of that, the dysfunction and when I'm talking to people and they're talking about it and it seems like there's competition. Let me say this. I thank God for someone telling me a long time ago, you and your wife pray together every day. I didn't understand why the Lord had that person to speak that into my life. But then I realized after a while that it caused a spiritual knitting. And then God backed it up and showed it to me in the Word, where the apostles were praying all, the Bible says they were with one accord in one place. Come on, you can't get 100+ people in a room and they be with one accord in one place unless because there's always going to be somebody standing on the cord, some type of agreement. And so what the prayer does, it causes a knitting. A lot of us are knitted soullessly, but we're knitted soullessly. I'm talking about by the mind. Come on. We're knitted soullessly, but we're not knitted spiritually. And we're trying to do ministry, and we're unknitted spiritually. And our gifts are jostling against one another, boxing against one another.
Yes,
come on.
Yes.
And so, and this needs to be done before. There needs to be a knitting spiritually before we get up and even start trying to minister. And this is what needs to be, you know, young couples, you know, especially people that are planning on getting married. I tell them, I say, y'all start praying together now. You call each other, stop all this listening to each other, breathe on the phone. are you doing? What are you doing? You know, stop listening to and get there and pray. Get there and pray so that your spirits can knit. Come on, because a lot of us have knitted spiritually with God. We're in tune with God. We can hear the voice of God. Oh, glory to God. But you can't even discern when something's wrong with your spouse.
Yeah.
Come on, you need to be able to discern that when you come into the house, everything all right? So what's bothering you? Come on, why? Because you are knitted together spiritually. We're trying to do the work of ministry, and we're not knitted spiritually. I just had to throw that in there.
Hey, you've done it well unto all of us. And the thing about it, there are those out there who are doing ministry, as you say. They are knitted together. They're working together. But here's another problem. They don't have a life.
Oh, wow. Woo-hoo! Boy, you're preaching better than the choir saying amen. Go ahead.
They don't have a life.
Wow, that's good.
And according to the scripture that I read in Genesis 2 and 18, and the Lord God said, it is not good.
Oh, that's good.
That a man should be alone.
I know you can pull that much out of that scripture.
Him. I help me for him. Sometimes.
Yeah.
My help me want to go on a staycation.
All right.
But we say.
Out to dinner, movies.
No. The church comes first.
Oh, my God.
You're but according to the scripture.
Uh-huh.
The church was only in the mind of God.
Woo, that's good.
The man and woman were first.
You're preaching.
And because of that, we put the church first.
Oh, that's good.
Especially when we are at the baby stage.
Woo, that's good.
I'll do something when we grow. Or I'll do something else when we get bigger. It's 15, 20 years later, and your wife is still waiting on that dinner, on that cruise.
Oh, that's good.
On that vacation.
That's good.
Because we've dedicated our whole life.
Yeah.
Now, she's angry with God.
That's good.
She's angry with the call.
Oh, that's good.
She's
Boy, you preaching better than the choir. Are y'all hearing this? As a matter of fact, don't lose that topic. Give the place, the time, and the date. We want to periodically do that so that we can let folks know where you're going to be at teaching this.
Saturday, July 30th, 2711. North Pine Hills Road in Orlando. You can get there from Colonial or 50. You can get there from the Pike. You can get there. Pastor Danetta Lemon is our host pastor. This is a conference you don't want to meet. The Women of Integrity are meeting at 10 o'clock that morning. They got a panel going on. And they're going to talk about women things. That Friday night, the 29th, we're going to talk about men things, men of valor. The Sunday morning at 10 a.m., I'm closing it out, the conference out at 2711. Renewed.
What did you say going on Saturday again?
Saturday at 10 a.m. It's a panel discussion for the Women of Integrity. And I'm going to step in and work on what we're talking about.
Wow, that's good.
And we're going to do a seminar on ministry and marriage.
Okay.
And I'm just giving some of the excerpts on what we're talking about.
Oh, there's some good excerpts.
And I thank Apostle Thomas Robinson for allowing us to just share. Because you know what? We don't need this.
Yeah.
Not in this. It's 2022. We don't need this.
Yes we do. Yes, we do.
Because we all have a ride.
We got it together. We all got it together.
We all got it together.
What?
Man, I'm telling you that we need to understand. We need to have ministry. And ministry don't need to have us.
Oh, that's good.
Let the Lord
have
us.
That's good.
Can I take it a step further?
Go ahead.
Because somebody's already beat me to the point. Let the Holy Ghost.
My God.
Have us.
My God.
Because what happens, I'm getting happy.
All right.
Is that we get so caught up in Casper that we really don't have what we have.
My God.
When it's time to come together.
That's good.
In the people business, as you said, number one, we got to know who's coming into our lives.
Yeah.
And because if God has given me a mandate,
yeah,
and you can't see the mandate that God has placed on the mantle that God has placed upon my life, or I don't recognize the mantle that's on your life, we already got a fight.
Yeah.
It's already a wrestling match because we are already struggling.
Yeah.
With our identity
yeah.
in Christ. And many of our identities have been stolen.
Hmm.
And we need a spiritual lifeline
yeah.
to understand that, look, we can do this together. We can do ministry together. Can I throw this in?
Yeah.
We need to stay in our own lanes.
Come on now. You preaching better than the choir saying amen.
Because if we're not staying
mm-hmm.
in our own lanes, it can overlap.
Mm-hmm.
And now we got confusion going on.
Yeah.
We need to understand, first of all, as you say, let's pray together.
Yeah.
Let's seek God.
Yeah.
My wife and I, we pray together. And I say, Lord, even though you gave me and her this day, I give it back to you. Because
mm-hmm.
you know better than me what's happening
yeah.
in the day.
Yeah, because, you know, the Bible says, a three-strand cord is not easily broken.
Absolutely.
And sometimes we're two-strand cords. We tied to Christ, but we ain't tied to knitted spiritually with our spouses. Amen? It need to be, and let me say this here, man of God. We cannot carry, even being in leadership, we can't carry people. Things people are going to be bringing things to us.
Mm-hmm.
We can't carry it to the point that it's going to affect our marriages.
Absolutely.
We need to be professional
Absolutely.
Casters. Glory to God. The Lord said to cast your cares upon me because I care for you. And a lot of times people cast their cares on us, and instead of us taking those cares and casting those cares on Jesus, we wear them. We take on the weight of it. Come on, and it affects our marriage because like we come home. Oh, glory to God. And now, you know, it's like, I thank God. I thank God for, you know, marriages and stuff like this. But sometimes we come home and as leaders, and all we want to do is talk about what other people are going through. No, I want to hear about your day. Come on,
Absolutely.
I want to hear about what you know,
Absolutely.
and stuff like that. But go ahead.
And not only that, to your point, is that sometimes people use us, pastors and bishops and whatever, as dumping ground.
Woo. Just what I was saying. Because, and I'm glad you said that, because let me say this here. Tell me what you're going through and let's pray.
Mm-hmm.
This is for somebody out there. Stop, because sometimes people don't realize that they're doing it. You tell the situation, you hit the rewind button, you tell the situation again, you hit the rewind button, you tell the situation again. It's like, come on, all you're doing is repeating it. You're just cycling it through your mind and stuff. You don't even understand it. Guess what? You done told me 10 times. Okay, I get it now. Oh, glory to God.
Let me insert something
right there.
I tell people this. Number one, don't rehearse it. Don't nurse it.
That's good.
Don't curse it.
That's good.
And you got to disperse it.
That's good.
Because what happens, if you keep on rehearsing that thing, even in ministry, it's ever before you. Now, if you keep on nursing it, it's like a wound.
Yeah.
Just put a Band-Aid yeah. on it and let it go
yeah.
or deal with the issue.
Yeah.
And then you're going to curse that thing.
Oh, you're good. It's good.
All of a sudden, now you angry at the world. And you don't curse Adam, you don't curse Eve,
come on.
You don't curse everybody. Sometimes you just got to disperse that thing.
Oh man, you're
in
preaching.
Order to let God fix it.
Yes.
Am I talking good?
Oh, you're talking good. And even to the point that, let me say this, let me throw this out there too. Don't come and drop all this, don't come and drop a bunch of weight on your pastor when you know your pastor got to preach. Okay, all right.
Oh, my God.
Sometimes, you know, one day I heard this pastor say, yeah, man, I went to Pastor, you know, Bobo Church and, you know, and Sunday morning, and I wanted to see him, but there was people standing at the door, and they wouldn't allow me to come in. He was upset about that and stuff, and I'm like, you know, I don't like to be bothered either. People want to come in and talk about all this type of stuff, and you're trying to stay focused.
Absolutely.
You're trying to hear from God. And then there's times when people will start dropping stuff on you, and you said, you know what, if they would have waited a short period of time, I got to preach on this, everything that they're
Absolutely.
Talking about. And
Absolutely.
Now and now guess what? When you go out there and you start to preach it, they're going to be out there feeling like, oh, they're talking about me. No, you should have been patient. This is why every once in a while I remember that I used to say everything that I was going to preach about, I already had it written down.
Mm-hmm.
So guess what? You won't think that, guess what, I'm out there preaching your situation, because guess what? You shouldn't have came and cut me off going to the bathroom when I was going to the bathroom. So I tried to drop all of this here weight. And now I've come to the point that I tell folks, hey, I'm preaching down that line. You know, just wait. Just be patient. Go on back out there and pray. Go get back in the prayer meeting.
And it gets to a place where you get so bogged down with stuff like that. And people, they know when to bring you all of that garment. Because it's almost like a set time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as you say, my pastor, He had a deacon at the door. Oh, no. You can't go in there.
Yeah.
He's trying to prepare himself for whatever God is about to do. And you have to think about it. When you're in ministry, Lord, is ministry really worth all of this?
And then they put a dollar in the basket, right? And okay, all right, I'm gonna leave that one alone. But you know, even you know, I've come to find out that there are people, Bishop, that allow the enemy to deceive them and bamboozle them and trick them into not coming to church. You get up and you preach the message that they needed to be there, because guess what? If God has assigned for a word to go forth, it's gonna go forth if you're there or not. And then they call you up, and it's like you got to preach it all back over again. And it's like, well, why weren't you in church? Well, I just didn't feel like coming. You know what? If you would have came to church, you would have got what you needed. I wouldn't be on this phone preaching this thing to you, and you trying to you still trying to talk about your problem while I'm trying to share the word that you can't even hear what you need. And this is why I love, you know, being behind the pulpit, because guess what? I ain't got to worry about you interrupting me while we on the phone when I'm trying to give you the answer to your problem. Go ahead and just start talking about the conference again. Go ahead.
Amen. And to your point,
okay,
you said, I'm going to leave this alone. Well, I'm going to say something about it.
That's right.
To your point is that what happens is that people will wear you out.
Yes.
Like I said, there are those who learn, like yourself, have learned what ministry will and will not do.
Yes.
And because of that, you get to a place where, well, I tell you this, come to the conference.
Yes.
And get part two on the foundation, which will be in Orlando this coming Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We're expecting there are people from all over Florida who are coming.
Amen.
Because they said, we knew that the Lord was talking to us.
Yeah.
And we're coming.
Amen.
We're bringing people.
Amen.
We're bringing women.
Amen.
We're bringing men to be a part of this conference.
Got an email address, telephone number that you want to put out there, and date and location.
My email address is Michael D, M-I-C-H-A-E-L-D, as in Daniel, Michael E. Daniels 241@gmail.com or hit me up on Facebook, Michael E. Daniels. Just tag me in and I'll send you all the information.
All right, praise God. You're in the hands of Pastor Paul, WMIE 91.5, WL, all those W's. God bless you. We love you. We'll see you Wednesday.
Thank you for listening in to Kingdom Sounds. Be sure to listen in Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Our service times are Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. and Tuesdays at 7:30 p.m. If you have a prayer request, you can send it in to vipministries@att.net. We are located at 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida, 32935. VIP is empowering God's people to overcome what's overcoming them and mobilizing them to impact society. Our prayer is that God will bless you and keep you, that He will make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Be blessed.
You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS Rockledge, Melbourne, Palmbay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL Coco, 99.9 FM.
It is impossible to respect marriage if you don't know what marriage really is in the first place. For the Colson Center, I'm John Stone Street. This is Breakpoint. In the 2015 majority opinion in Obergefell v. Hodges, a decision that overruled laws in dozens of states and imposed so-called same-sex marriage on the whole United States, Justice Anthony Kennedy rightly described marriage as an institution that's fundamental to society, that protects and ensures the well-being of children, and that is essential for a flourishing culture. To withhold this institution from same-sex couples, Kennedy then wrongly concluded, would be to violate their dignity and disrespect their autonomy, especially the autonomy reflected in their intimate unions. Now, what went missing in the entire opinion was any definition of what marriage actually is, and therefore why it is such an irreplaceable institution. Instead, Kennedy resorted to identifying marriage as an ever-evolving institution. In other words, marriage isn't baked into reality like gravity. It's more like a speed limit, a social construct that constantly changes as society changes. Throughout human history, marriage has always been understood, including in law, to be a union of sexually complementary human beings, and therefore connected to procreation. No-fault divorce, and more fully, same-sex marriage, redefined it as an institution only ordered towards the vagaries of adult happiness. Well, last week, the U.S. House of Representatives proposed the wrongly named Respect for Marriage Act. If the bill then passes the Senate, it would result in a further stage of the legal evolution of marriage. When Obergefell was decided, the T had not yet taken over the ever-growing acronym of sexual identity preferences. The Respect for Marriage Act would encode and further extend the reinvention of marriage and law from the legislative branch. In effect, marriage would be further redefined as a genderless institution, not only unbound from its essential connection to children or sexual distinction, but to any embodied realities whatsoever. In other words, there would be no legal obstacle to extending marriage beyond couples to relationships consisting of multiple partners. Look, children have always been forced to bear the brunt of the worst ideas of the sexual revolution, especially when combined with unbound reproductive technologies. Rather than being the fruit of a loving union, children today are increasingly treated as the product